Peter Wish-Wilson. I'm a Green Senator of Tasmania.
Yep.
Lyndon O'Neill.
Okay, and we're here at the screening of a very important film about the Marine Gate. Can you tell me about why it's such a big issue? You're a traditional owner, aren't you?
Yeah, it's a big issue, I guess, because it's one of the many of our ancient species that are on the threatened list. And it's not just isolated to Tasmania, of course. So always looking for opportunity to come out and support the wonderful work that our conservation people do, and just really probably let the film do the talking tonight, I think.
Yeah, well, the film, a love letter to the unseen.
Yeah.
One of the things in this film is, you say it in the film, but it's obvious just from the visuals that the Marinescape actually is replicated in the landscape, isn't it?
It's an incredible feature, right?
Yeah, so I got a bit freaked by that before you even said it. I thought, oh my God, you can see it in the landscape.
Start looking at things a little bit different, right?
Yeah. So. Now, of course, the important thing about this is that it's in this tiny little space in Macquarie Harbour, and it's the same space that a corporation has put up fish farms. You'd think that they could have picked a better place.
Yeah, it's a long story, right? It's just how we've evolved as society, I guess. We've sort of outgrown ourselves in the places that we live. It could be said that at some point in time, you could say it's an accident, but as time goes on, you've sort of got to start to check in on what we keep doing, I suppose. Yeah, just to be kind.
As a Green Senator...
I might just say a few words about what you just said there to Lyndon. Like, in 2012, there was a boutique industry, a cottage industry in place at that time. The Greens and environmental groups warned the state government not to expand fish farming in Macquarie Harbour. We didn't have the baseline data to understand what the impacts would be. It's a very complex body of water. We said it was going to be a ticking time bomb, one of the most endangered species on the planet, the Morgan State. And that's exactly the way it's worked out. These salmon farms pump a massive amount of nitrogen into the water. That's from their feed and from their feces. That reduces the oxygen in the water, which is slowly suffocating this species that's been with us since the age of the dinosaurs.
And it exists nowhere else.
There's nowhere else on the planet that this species, this Morgan, charismatic, a little skate, is found anywhere in the world except for this one harbour. And the salmon industry kind of rules the roost in Tasmania. They're very powerful with both the major political parties, and it's taken a massive community effort from our First Nations representatives through to conservationists to actually put pressure on them to reduce the amount of salmon in the harbour. But the most recent science basically says you need to get salmon farming out of the harbour altogether.
Now,
it's just not the right place to be an industrial salmon farm.
And recently there was a fallout on all the beaches around there, wasn't there, from that fish farm?
Well, there's fish farms in other parts of the state where we're having mass fish mortalities.
Oh, right.
Where dead fish are literally... And we're talking about not just thousands of fish, millions of fish die in a single mortality event. As the ocean is warming, the oxygen levels are starving these fish. We're having to pump antibiotics into them at record rates, and even have new antibiotics licenses that are now turning up in wild seafood, which is stopping our exports to foreign countries. The whole thing's a disaster, but it was a very predictable disaster because greed and ignorance has got us to this point. Now, this film is really powerful because it's the journey of a young man, Spencer Hitchens, to understand the plight of this species and come to terms with the possibility of extinction from a young person's perspective. And Spencer talks to everyone, doesn't he? He goes and talks to everyone, and it's the stories about his journey, meeting the traditional owners like Lyndon, meeting scientists, meeting the industry, meeting politicians, and it's a wonderfully powerful film.
But he also poses the question about the people making the decision. So he finds it very perplexing.
Yeah, look, I'm a politician myself, and I can tell you very bad decisions have been made on salmon farming in this harbour. In fact, it's been a real problem for our state across the board. That's because the industry kind of gets away with doing whatever they want to do. The government and the regulator have repeatedly failed to hold them to account. And it's only been the community and community pressure that's got Tasmania at a point where we have almost a balance of power parliament, and the government now has to respond to the people and not just the corporations. It's taking years to get to this point, but sadly the state doesn't have a lot of time left. There's not that many states left in the harbour, and it's, you know, the government's got to listen. They've got to listen to the science and to the people.
There's a common theme running in industry in Tasmania. I mean, obviously they constantly say, oh, it's employment, 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 but all the industries are so destructive.
Well, look, every job's important for Tasmania. You know, like, it is true, but, and especially in places like down on the west coast, there's not that many jobs left. There's a lot of industries that have traditionally left since globalisation has changed the face of Tasmania. A lot of the mines have shut down, the manufacturing businesses have gone. However, tourism is probably one of the key attractions, and this harbour, you know, the fish farms are very unpopular with wild caught seafood industries. The abalone industry has been up in arms about their impact for years. That's also a massive employer in the state. So it's about getting that balance right. But there may be other places to farm fish, but not in this harbour that borders a World Heritage Area that has so much traditional cultural value to our First Nations people, as well as, you know, it's environmental value.
Is it true that the company that is running the fish farms is actually a bit on the nose in other countries? That's why they've ended up here?
Yeah, well, see, they used to be Tasmanian-based companies, and they've all been bought by big multinationals. And a company like JBS, which is one of the biggest companies on the planet, they're into protein at a massive industrial scale. And, of course, they've been pinged for all sorts of behaviour like corruption in foreign countries. So I wouldn't say they're an ideal model corporate citizen. They've got very deep pockets. And, you know, they want to expand the salmon industry. They didn't buy into a small place like Tasmania, you know, without the intention to expand salmon farming. So, you know, this creature has become, I suppose, a rallying point for the community that often complained about the impacts of these farms and the impacts they have on our waterways and on our communities. Will a big multinational like JBS listen? I have my doubts. But at the end of the day, the government's job is to regulate big corporations. Corporations like JBS are set up to make profits, whether it's for shareholders or for their individual, private shareholders. It's the government's job to regulate the industry, and that's where we're focused on making sure the government and the Environmental Protection Agency does their job.
Thanks.
And that means ending salmon farming in the Foreign Harbour.
What happened?
So on the last day of the last Parliament, the government brought in special legislation, a deal between Labor and Liberal, to weaken federal environment laws so that the salmon industry, if taken to court, wouldn't be responsible for what they'd done to Macquarie Harbour. Because under federal law, when a decision was approved by the Environment Minister, if any new information came to light, like 10 years of climate action, climate change, for example, or pollution from salmon farming, the minister could revisit that decision. Well, this new law that they passed, or the weakening of laws, basically stopped that from ever happening. Not just for Macquarie Harbour, but for any project anywhere in the country. New information now cannot lead to a reassessment. And they did this to win the seat of Braddon. They did a deal with the unions down there, and unfortunately they won the seat of Braddon. They got political payback. What's happened since is not only the environment laws been weakened for a polluting industry, but the government's committed $28 million of taxpayer money for a project to pump oxygen into the harbour. They're going to have these diesel barges on the harbour burning diesel on a World Heritage Harbour, pumping oxygen into the water to try and oxygenate it from the effects of the industry. But they've just announced that the contract for that burning, the $28 million to be spent on these barges, is going to go to the salmon industry. So they're going to be doing their own... They're going to be doing their own mitigation and work, and they're going to actually profit from this project. So it's just wrong on so many levels. And people just need to know about it.
And don't buy...
Look, I would not be in buying industrial salmon from Tasmania, no way in the world. I've been out there and seen the state of the fish, pumping antibiotics into them just to keep them
vaguely healthy, and they're causing so many impacts on the marine environment, they don't deserve to be supported.